I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Today, it's more entomophagy, chili and stag beetles.
No, that's Chilean stag beetles, Steve.
Chilean stag beetles.
Yes. I just started work on a new beetle book of all things, and I just finished an account for Hesygnathus grantii, the Chilean stag beetle. These guys are magnificent.
They are very strange looking.
Yes, they are. The major males, the ones that have the really big mandibles, are about 3 inches from stem to stern. You'll find them primarily in Chile, but they just get into Argentina. And the males use those long, curved, forcep-like mandibles to battle with other males and also to protect their paternal investment with a female. They'll literally stand guard over her with these long, curved mandibles and legs prepared to drive off any rival male.
Are these a recent discovery? Been around for a while?
No. The species was first described in 1831 by a British entomologist, and the same species is sometimes known as Darwin's stag beetle. Darwin wrote about them in 1871 in The Descent of Man. And he talks about some of his encounters with these beetles while he was on the voyage of the Beagle and how the males with those big mandibles would rear up on their middle and hind legs and spread those mandibles wide, not going to back down for anyone or anything. But they're beautiful animals, and there's some amazing pictures of them on the web. Another interesting thing that I learned about them, which I didn't know before, is that they stridulate. You know, we've talked about stridulation on this program before. Do you recall what that's all about?
I do. You squeeze the bug and they...
Well, squeezing is one way to get them to stridulate, but stridulation itself is actually rubbing one part of the body against the other. And it turns out that these beetles have grooves on the insides of the hind thighs. They rub those grooves against a raised ridge along the sides of the elytra. And of all the 7 species in the same genus, this particular one, the Chilean stag beetle, is the only one that's capable of producing this sound.
Well, it ought to be loud at the size of that beetle.
Well, apparently it is, and I have yet to hear one. Maybe that would be something fun that we could track down. I don't know if there's a recording out there or not.
Any close relatives in the U.S.?
Well, we have stag beetles in the United States. In fact, in Virginia, we have several species of stag beetles, including the largest one in North America, which is the giant stag beetle. That name is kind of misleading when you compare it to other tropical species. But relatively speaking, the males have these really well-developed antler-like mandibles. The females are not so well endowed. And starting in summer, June and July, when things get hot and sticky, you'll find them flying at dusk or resting on tree trunks. And occasionally they come to lights or feed at sap on trees.
Any particular reason why the tropical bugs are so much larger than the ones that we would find in this zone?
I don't know off the top of my head, other than they have all year long to grow and reproduce over and over again. So potentially they've had a long time to develop plenty of food, plenty of sunshine, plenty of water, all those things in much greater quantities than they're going to find in the more temperate areas.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.